Thank you, be seated. We're before the court this afternoon, originally scheduled this afternoon for the purposes of final pretrial. However, subsequent to the scheduling as a final pretrial for a trial that is to commence on Monday, there was a motion filed by counsel for Mr. Higgins entitled a second motion to withdraw as CJA counsel. The court has reviewed that motion and in preparing for this hearing, the court has conducted research and consideration for the ruling on the motion to withdraw as counsel. Among the cases that the court has reviewed is the United States versus Watson, an opinion by the Sixth Circuit, 2015. Like many cases, the Watson case does rely on the fourth consideration set forth in the United States versus Mack, 258 Fed Third, 548, from the Sixth Circuit in 2001. The court will be conducting any inquiry that it pursues in accordance with those authorities. The counsel enter their appearance for the record.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Brent Tabashi and Rob Painter on behalf of the United States.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Tamara Sack and Paul Loffman as counsel for defendant Brian Higgins.
All right. Mr. Higgins is present. And Mr. Higgins, this is a motion that was filed by counsel, which my understanding was the motion was filed because of your communication with counsel asking for their removal. That communication and this motion was filed approximately 18 days before this trial scheduled to commence on Monday, January the 8th. In accordance with the authority that the court has previously stated, the court this time would inquire, Mr. Higgins, the basis for your motion.
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, the pivot that I have made or decided to make in recent days, you said 18. I think it actually may have been a few days prior to that. But the pivot that I made comes as a result of several communications that the government and that my counsel have made to this court, which are not only deceptive, but they are extremely misleading, if you will. In the streets, they call it hoodwinked and bamboozled. This court has been hoodwinked and bamboozled for quite some time. I actually have a zip drive with recordings for the court's pleasure. I realize there are people in the gallery that you may not want this played in open court. You may want to review this in camera, and I think it'll shed a little bit of light as to the miscommunications and the deception that the government, Mr. Tabashi namely, and that my counsel have spoken outside of this court. It's for those reasons and those reasons only that I feel the need to make a pivot and retain outside counsel.
Did you provide the zip drive to your counsel?
I have not. I haven't.
Have you told them what was on the zip drive?
I have not. It's for you to review.
Have you told anyone what's on the zip drive? Besides anyone in the participant in this?
Not participants, no, Your Honor. But it will definitely shed some light as to what we've been doing here for the last almost 36 months and the gamesmanships that have been played.
But was this the same concern you had back 1 year ago when you moved to withdraw, when you moved for your council withdrawal?
No, sir. Totally different. May the 24th, we had a hearing. That was the competency hearing, I believe.
Right.
In which I went on a nice summer sabbatical, toured the country, and had an opportunity to meet some really decent people.
Found to be competent.
And found to be competent, Your Honor. But this zip drive that I have will definitely shed a little bit of light. And I don't know, I'm prepared to play it for you in open court if you'd like. But if you want to...
Mr. Higgins, the court does not work by ambush here. I mean, if this was the situation, how long have you had this zip drive?
I just got it. I went to Office Depot today.
No. Where did you... The information that's on the zip drive?
Oh, it's been ongoing.
Did you ever provide that to counsel?
Did I ever provide the zip drive...
To your counsel?
That's their conversations with me. It's their conversations with me.
Okay, so what are you alleging they're doing?
Well, I'm alleging that Mr. Tabachi is engaging in prosecutorial misconduct. I think you'll find that. And I'm alleging that my counsel has deceived the court on many occasions, namely May the 24th, 2021.
And said what?
I could play if...
No, I want you to tell me.
Well, it was all a setup, Your Honor, to get you to send me away. They never had any concerns for my competency.
So it surrounds this motion for competency.
That is one part of it.
What's the other part?
The children.
The children?
Yes, sexually abused children.
And where are these sexually abused children at?
In Chicago, Illinois.
And what relevance is that to this?
The fact that the government assured me a meeting with Chicago FBI. And that meeting is yet to take place.
Mr. Higgins, you're charged with mail fraud.
That is correct.
There are certain elements to mail fraud.
That is correct.
If there's some type of an action with regard to children in Chicago, Illinois, what relevance does that have to this?
I think if you allow me to play the tape, I think Mr. Loftman indicates quite clearly the relevance. In his recording, he indicates that if the government means to have any type of discussion talking about a fish tank, we first have to talk about the children and that we want a meeting in Chicago with Chicago FBI, to which Mr. Tabachi agreed to set that meeting up. To date, no meeting has taken place.
And that is to resolve the matter?
That is exactly, yes, to resolve the matter. And it's in the recording where...
All right. Mr. Laughlin?
Judge?
Do you want to respond to that?
Judge, I'm not sure how. Certainly I have not had an opportunity to review it.
All right.
I know it's presumably a conversation between myself and my clients. I'm uncomfortable discussing things that remain confidential between he and I, even as he seeks to air those in open court. I'm certainly aware of conversations he and I have had. I understand the conversation that he discusses. I can assure the court I have a different spin on it than Mr. Higgins does. But Judge, my greatest takeaway from this entire discussion is, unfortunately, what Ms. Sack and I put in our motion, that this is now an adversarial relationship between Mr. Higgins and we.
I understand that. I understand your position.
Part of me, the advocate in me, even the self-advocate, wants to respond at length and in detail. I can simply say, I disagree with the characterizations. If somehow called upon to respond in a meaningful fashion, I could and would, but I don't think it should come to that. This is all part of why Ms. Sack and I need to withdraw.
Ms. Sack, you want to say anything?
Yes, Your Honor, thank you very much. Please forgive me if I go on a little bit, but I think it's important to give some historical background. I started as a CJA attorney in this court in 2016, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy being an attorney. I've been a defense attorney for about 18 years, and prior to that I was an assistant prosecuting attorney in Hamilton County. My career in Hamilton County, and when I went into practice for myself, I largely practiced in Butler County and Warren County, and then made my way up here to Montgomery County, where I chose to move and settle because I enjoy the legal community very much. Mr. Loftman and I actually met in passing while we were both students at UC College of Law, and later as I was we worked in our capacity as attorneys, we from time to time would see each other in Cincinnati. I know the respect that Paul has in the legal community in Cincinnati and indeed in other parts of Ohio. I too work very hard to cultivate those relationships, and our reputation is very important to us. We are, I believe, the utmost ethical attorneys. When I was appointed to this case in March of 2020, Mr. Cicero previously was counsel for Mr. Higgins. And Cicero, in telling me about Mr. Higgins, was very superficial in his explanations about the case, and I had no reason to think otherwise, and it was just a matter of fact, mail fraud, and at that time, wire fraud case. So I began my representation in earnest, and I'm sure that Mr. Higgins would concede that we met regularly at my office. I'm sure he would agree with that.
That is correct.
Sharing discovery with him, going over the case. He, in turn, participated in his representation. He provided me with documents. I cataloged those documents. We discussed the relevance or irrelevance and so on. And he started to present with these issues about the children, and he started to manifest more and more about concerns that he had about Chicago and the like. And I listened to it. I didn't think it was as much as it was. And then over time, it came to be such.
What do you mean by as much as it was? Relevant to this case?
No, it wasn't, in my opinion. And I consistently told Mr. Higgins it's not relevant, notwithstanding that he did a number of things outside of my representation that the court is aware of, filing pro se motions and the like. And indeed, there was the issue back in September of 2020 wherein Mr. Higgins violated the protection order. And we had a show cause hearing at that time. Thereafterwards, Mr. Loftman joined me. And Your Honor, we have done our level best to represent Mr. Higgins in the best possible way. I believe in my collective experience as an attorney, there's simply no relationship. There is nothing left. There's no meaningful discussions being had. Mr. Higgins apparently has his own agenda, and it's not part of this case. And try as we may and might to get him to focus on the case, it's just not happening. It's just a very uncomfortable position to be in. And in closing, I would just say I've never had an experience where I represent somebody who is working against us in our efforts to represent him. Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
You've heard the responses. Let me ask you a question. That is your reason for firing your CJA, which I'll let you know, you don't have the authority to do that. Firing your attorneys is that the discussions surrounding these children in Chicago and the competency motion.
In part, yes, Your Honor.
What's the other part?
Well, quite frankly, our relationship, and I do believe that Ms. Sack and Mr. Loftman are more than decent attorneys.
I would agree with you there. There are more than decent attorneys.
Correct, Your Honor.
I probably appointed you the best attorneys that I could appoint. But go ahead.
And I thank you for that, Your Honor. I humbly disagree with their statement today in which they say that there is no correlation with the children. If the court would allow, I could play the part where it is all about the children. And until the government wants to discuss sexual abuse against children, whether it be in Chicago or wherever else, you can go into human trafficking and all the things that that leads into, I do believe you will find that there is sufficient evidence to support deception that has been spoken in this court, not only by my counsel, but specifically Mr. Tabachi.
Your Honor, if the court will recall, the motion in limine that was filed in this case very early on, I believe in January of 2021, that raised this very issue of children. Mr. Higgins, for months, has made allegations that the city of Chicago terminated a contract, I believe in the early 2010s, maybe even late 2000, early 2010s, with him and then awarded that contract to a registered sex offender. He has taken great pains to insist that it's incumbent upon the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Ohio to investigate 10-year-old allegations in the Northern District of Illinois over which we have no venue. The government filed a motion in limine on that. The court has ruled on that, but it's not relevant. From the government's perspective, Your Honor, this is just another 11th hour attempt to avoid trial. He's trying to avoid the inevitable here. And that's a trial, an opportunity to confront the witnesses and the evidence against him in this case, a mail fraud case, which is very powerful evidence, it's very strong evidence. And it's just candidly, here we are, 5 days away from trial. The government's ready. I think everybody's ready, and Mr. Higgins is trying to pull out of a tailspin, raising wholly irrelevant issues that this court has already deemed irrelevant. So, Your Honor, we're prepared to go to trial. We ask that the motion be denied and set the trial and continue on the 10th.
Thank you.
Your Honor, may I speak one more time?
No, I was going to come back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and speak.
Mr. Tabachi should get, like, an Oscar. He is very... convincing. If you didn't have...
Let me ask you a question. I have a lot of attorneys that appear in front of me that are convincing. That doesn't mean they convince me. Well, let me ask you this. What is the relevance that the court has already ruled upon?
If you would allow me to...
I ruled on it. Now, remember that?
Absolutely, Your Honor. And I come in peace, Your Honor. I do not come to disrespect your courtroom. If you will allow me to play, or if you would like to take a moment to review this, I am almost certain you will see that what has been represented just now by counsel and by the government is totally opposite of what has been spoken.
Okay, tell me why it's opposite. I'm not going to take a piece of a drive that nobody has seen. And nobody has given a response to. No one has been given an opportunity to make a response to. If you're saying there are certain things that basically say that the scenario that has been shared with the record in this court by your counsel, as well as Mr. Tabachi, if there is something that is absolutely false, then tell me about it.
And there are things that are absolutely false, namely the children. Namely, I understand, Your Honor, that you have already excluded that from trial and that is not to be discussed. I am talking about a conversation with my counsel in which he tells me that until the government wants to have a meaningful conversation about the children, sexually abused children, that is. We are not going to discuss a fish tank. My counsel goes even further to say that Mr. Tabachi has agreed to set up a meeting with Chicago FBI. That meeting has not taken place yet. Mr. Tabachi talks about jurisdiction and venue and...
Hold on. So basically what you're saying, and I've been around a few years, basically what you're saying to me is that counsel, allegedly, based on what you're telling me, said that it was his position with the government that until they're willing to do something about these children in Chicago, that you were not willing to discuss anything with regard to, I guess, resolution of this case. Is that right?
That would be correct, Your Honor. As a matter of fact, counsel says, he goes on the record to say, we, I don't know if he's talking about me, myself, and I, but he says, we want a meeting in Chicago to meet with Chicago FBI, to which Mr. Tabachi agrees to set up that meeting.
Right. And these are all then part, now you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, Your Honor.
This doesn't have anything to do with proving or disproving the elements of the offenses that you're charged with. It has everything to do with the fact for you to talk some type of a resolution with the government, you need them to do something with regard to these children in Chicago.
No, Your Honor, it was communicated to me. And once again, all I have is the recorded conversation. Is that until the government wants to address
crimes
against children,
you're not going to talk about it.
We, Mr. Loftman states we. You'd have to ask him who we is. We are not going to talk about a fish tank.
And the government never did that. And you never talked to him about the fish tank.
Oh, we've talked about the fish tank, Your Honor.
But you never, did you ever talk to them about the fish tank?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. But you never resolved anything about this fish tank, right?
No, because the government continues to move the goalpost. One minute it's wire fraud, it's complex.
No. It's been wire fraud from the very word go.
Well, now it's mail fraud.
Mail fraud. Okay, mail fraud, wire fraud. None of the elements of mail fraud or wire fraud have anything to do with children.
That, well, in my particular case, yes, Your Honor. In my particular case, I would agree with that.
I've already ruled on that, though.
Understood, Your Honor.
So that's it?
Oh, it's more than that, Your Honor. Right. But without the context, once again, me sharing this, and Mr. Tabachi's defense and Ms. Sack and Mr. Loftman's defense, I don't think until you actually hear the recording, it does it any justice. I mean, I can sit up here all day long. I don't want to waste your time, nor do I want to waste the court's time or anyone else. If you hear the audio, I am almost certain that you will. In one of the discussions, the government admits that they don't have the world's greatest case, and there were others that they didn't indict, meaning Nan Whaley and Shelley Dickstein. I mean, at the end...
And if they don't have the greatest case, then you'll win.
I'm prepared to Mr. Tabachi's 11th hour, Your Honor, 3 years of my life, I want this case to be over with.
Okay, so what do we do? What do we do if I grant this motion?
Well, I have three firms, two on the East Coast and one out of Chicago.
All right. You've got their phone numbers. Give them to Ms. Penske.
I can get them.
Well, what, you've got three firms?
I got three firms that I am currently looking at, yes, Your Honor, to move forward.
Name me someone in those firms.
DLA Piper, Peter Bino.
Who?
DLA Piper.
So, would it be fair to assume that at this point in time, you would agree with me and I understand all the reasoning, that this motion is really at the 11th hour. I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just saying it's at the 11th hour.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Now, you're also telling me that you have no... everything surrounding the children and the mental competency examination.
Not everything, Your Honor.
What?
Not everything is surrounding that.
What else is it?
Well, namely, what I was doing at the FBI office on April the 10th, 2019. I was doing my ethical and moral obligation reporting sex crimes against children. And I know Mr. Tabachi talks about jurisdiction, but the last time I checked, the FBI have jurisdiction. I only chose to go to Dayton FBI versus Chicago because of that relationship. I was then baited.
Right. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Higgins. Now, we're going astray again. You went to the FBI and made a report or complaint.
I went to the FBI. I was interviewed. I was asked to come back because there are agents from Chicago that were going to interview me. I had 3,000 pages of documents.
Is that part of anything?
It's a part of the 302, the government's 302. And
is that part of this case?
Indirectly, yes, Your Honor.
Well, okay. So that, in addition to the children in Chicago.
Child molestation.
Same thing.
Child molestation.
The competency. Anything else?
My over-incarceration. I was ordered to do 45 days.
Well,
I was ordered to do 45 days. It turned into 68.
Right. I'm at the mercy of the Bureau of Prisons on it.
Understood. That would have been one of those options. And I will say that part of that is a little... I don't know why I wasn't allowed to just self-surrender. If they were going to send me to Chicago, I could have driven.
To be reliant through the advocacy of Ms. Sack, you got out earlier.
Yes, and I'm grateful for the court. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. So, what else? Anything else?
Besides the government and the gamesmanship that have taken place in this court, nothing else, Your Honor.
Well, let me ask you another one. I got a couple questions. So, you come in here, you're not complaining about the fact that they prepared for trial.
Oh, I question their trial prep.
Good question.
My counsel.
No, what do you question about their preparation?
Well, I question the witnesses that they're going to call. You know, they're calling four witnesses.
You want them to call people from Chicago?
No, absolutely not, Your Honor. Absolutely not. No. People who have direct knowledge people who have direct knowledge of the work that was being done at 7240 Meeker Creek.
Have you told them about that?
Yes, Your Honor.
They make some kind of a judgment call on that?
Your Honor, to say that I barely speak to my counsel.
Is that from you or from them? Have you returned their calls?
Always. I never miss a call. I never miss an appointment. They tell me to show up at her office, Ms. Sack's office. I show up at the office. I've never once blown them off.
How about that?
Your Honor, if I may. I absolutely, he does respond to emails. I have to be very careful here because of attorney-client privileges, but I can't tell you how many times Mr. Higgins has gone as far as prepared witness list for me. I called every single witness. I went to their places of business. I vetted them. I spoke with them. I made a professional decision on who to call and who not to call. There are some witnesses to which Mr. Higgins refers direct knowledge of repairs to his home, and I can't get in touch with them. Their phones aren't working. I say, I can't get in touch with this person or that person, and he has not followed through with getting me a working number for a certain witness. I've done my level best, and I cannot say that enough, and I believe that I have culled through the witnesses. I've spent so many hours on this
case. I met personally with witnesses, I spoke with them, I vetted them, I returned to calls after reviewing further items and so forth, and on the collective 25 years of my experience, I made, I believe, a pointed decision. I think in light of where the case is headed with the fourth superseding indictment, I'm very comfortable with the witnesses I have under subpoena. And Your Honor, I this is very uncomfortable. I've never been in a position quite like this, but I mean, this is a communication breakdown. It's a, you know, it's like you're doing your job, you're moving forward, yet you're met with opposition at every turn from your client. It's very uncomfortable.
I understand what you're I understand what you're saying. I think that the case of the Watson case is very instructive with regard to that type of an activity. So, all right. Let me ask you that though. Well, Mr. Higgins, you don't have to remain standing. I'm gonna grill Ms. Sack. Ms. Sack, is it your opinion though that you've done everything possible to prepare for trial at this time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Laughlin, the same question.
Given our abilities, Ms. Sack, I think, and I are both very competent and talented attorneys. We have skills that we can utilize.
I wouldn't have appointed you, Mr. Laughlin, if I didn't think that.
Thank you, Judge. We can file briefs. We can interview witnesses. We can do those things. We have done those things, and we have done them to the best of our
ability. Matter of fact, you submitted a very intricate argument with regard to expert testimony, correct?
Yes.
I did, Judge, and I think you quoted from it at least once with a sick.
All right.
A matter I took quite personally. I know.
Don't worry, people take a lot of stuff I say personally. You can have a seat. Go ahead.
Judge, whether now or later, I have a few thoughts when the court is ready.
All right. Mr. Tabachi, is the government ready to go to trial?
We are, Your Honor.
What have you done in preparation of trial?
Your Honor, we have compiled our exhibit lists. We've compiled binders that have over 52 exhibits, including multiple audio and video DVDs that we have spliced down. We've met with defense counsel on a number of occasions to share those audio files with them, to play them with them. We have prepped every witness that we intend to call. We have made travel arrangements for all of our witnesses. Those that are coming out of state plan on being here on Monday afternoon, preparing to testify on Tuesday. So, I mean, at this point, the government really has nothing left to do to prepare for trial other than to start it.
All right, thank you. Okay, Mr. Laughlin.
Thank you, Judge. Your Honor, I understand that everybody in this case has an interest in resolving this. The government does, the court does, Mr. Higgins does. However, I think there are considerations that need to be balanced. We are within probably 30 days of the filing of a fourth superseding indictment. This is not a case that has sat statically for some time. The government's theories, the allegations have continued to shift and have done so up until recently. I think Mr. Higgins would have every right to point to that to say, Judge, this case isn't ready.
One less count.
I'm sorry, Judge?
One less count.
No, they changed things quite substantially. It was mentioned somewhat. The fourth superseding indictment removed completely, not by count, but shifted who was the alleged victim. We'd been talking for some type about Assurant as an insurance company. I'm sorry?
When was it?
The fourth superseding indictment? I'd have to check the records, but within 30 days is my recollection, Judge.
Since I think
16. Go ahead. Ms. Sack recalls December 16th. I'll rely on that. It's been relatively recently. Judge, we also have the issue of COVID that is unfortunately surging again. This is not a circumstance where Mr. Higgins is locked up, where speedy trial is an issue. Obviously, any time on this delay would be at his behest and at his request. So, again, I
like
don't...
Like the seven previous times.
Understood.
It's nine.
Huh?
Nine, Your Honor.
Nine previous.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr.
I don't mean to minimize the impact that Ms. Sack and I understand this will have on this
3 years, Mr. Laughlin.
Judge, I view very critically my role, not just as an advocate for a defendant like Mr. Higgins, but as an officer of the court, somebody whose responsibility it is to see the court's business from A to B to C in a fair and just manner. And it was with that duty, that very serious duty in mind, that Ms. Sack and I filed this motion. Obviously, the problems between Mr. Higgins and we began a long time ago. We hung in there, we kept fighting. But at the end of the day, Judge, where we are, and it's critical, Mr. Higgins has accused, I would say us, but in many ways me specifically, of being deceptive, misleading, hoodwinking and bamboozling, and most importantly, deceiving this court.
And let me ask you this. Would you agree that then basically it's Mr. Higgins's relationship with you, not children in Chicago, not competency, is the reason that this isn't going to work?
I would agree with one caveat. It is just...
Somehow I knew you'd have a caveat.
It is just as much, and perhaps more critically, our relationship with him. I have had clients who have not wanted to be federally prosecuted, who have been frustrated about where they are, who on my first meeting with them refused to speak with me, or I never felt I'd earned their trust, and at some point I was left doing the best of my ability for them and on their behalf. But this is a situation where the relationship has failed very mutually. I would like to be so professional and so calmly calculating that I could be the recipient of some of the allegations, such as those made by Mr. Higgins, against my professional reputation, and allow them to roll off my back like rainwater. I'm not that calculated. I take those things personally. This has been an ongoing and developing problem, where at the end of the day, Ms. Higgins, Ms. Sack, and I filed this motion in large part, not just because Mr. Higgins is difficult to work with, but because we don't feel...
I want a straight answer from you two.
Yes, sir.
You filed this motion. You were going to file this motion anyway?
The events that led up to the filing of the motion were the last straw for Ms. Sack and I.
All right.
We had a meeting. It was a lengthy meeting. It was a considered meeting. And out of that, both of us looked at each other and mutually said, we're done.
That's not factual, Your Honor. I have an email. I mean, and I don't want to...
Well, then...
Yeah, I'll just be...
For his final comment.
Yeah, that's... You're right.
This is what he thinks I should do. So
Judge, at the end of the day, you know, to use a medical analogy, Ms. Sack and I can be excellent doctors. But there comes a point where somebody needs to be Mr. Higgins's doctor. And even if he's a difficult patient, we ought not be his doctors. If his surgery doesn't go well, nobody should look back on it and say, yeah, but those two were as good as anybody could have been. This is just a case we should not go forward on. Our ability to represent him is unfortunately fatally flawed. I wanted to bring this case across the finish line for Your Honor, but I stand with Ms. Sack. We have taken a lot of abuse in this case, and both she and I have reached a point where we are professionally frustrated, I think personally now affected, and you see why. I mean, he stood before this court and calls us deceptive.
Okay, I've heard all of it.
I'm sorry, Judge. We wanted to try it for you. We think we need off.
So basically, any time this happens with a defendant, I should let counsel off.
Is that a question for me, Judge?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't know that I've ever filed, I filed one motion like this in my career, and it was when a client filed a grievance against me.
So that could be a comparison of the case, or it can be a comparison of the advocacy or the personality of the defendant. You can have a seat.
Thank you, Judge.
Anything final, Mr. Tabachi?
Just two comments, Your Honor. One, I don't know that new counsel is going to solve any of the issues here. Mr. Cicero had very similar issues with Mr. Higgins. This appears to be a Mr. Higgins issue, not a defense counsel issue. The case law is pretty clear that defense counsel can't continually act this way and sabotage.
Well, wasn't there a conflict with Mr. Cicero?
There was, but these were similar undercurrents already boiling with Mr. Cicero. And then second, just the issue on the superseding indictment. I gave counsel notice that there was going to be a superseding indictment. It contains identical, albeit narrow, charges from the initial indictment. So I would respectfully disagree with the categorization that somehow we have slipped in a new theory of the case. In fact, we made the case simpler, streamlined it so that everyone, both the government and the defense, could focus in on some very narrow, specific issues that we think we can get this case tried in less than a week.
Mr. Higgins, one final shot.
Your Honor, I appreciate the court's time and attention. In no way, shape, or form have I tried to disrespect this court or... Or for that matter, the process. I, too, want to get this resolved. However, we go back to your often used phrase of miscarriage of justice. And if there is a reoccurring theme and or a reoccurring phrase, this entire process, in my opinion, has been a miscarriage.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Give me a couple minutes.
Okay. It's like when Macintosh was not quite as quiet. Macintosh was like a mute.
Very true.
Great guy. We've been very fortunate.
At least he came up to the ranch.
He's out still out of base. Stealing money. Yeah, Pete, no, he retired. He said he'd work on his base. His skin strength advantage. So, I mean, he's stealing money out of the base. Get paid good money and he ain't working very hard. Yeah, he's in six figures, but you know, like he does. It's probably one of those times he does. Technology programs where they sell it overseas and he has to go assess their security and he travels. Actually called me a year ago or so to see if I wanted to put in for him because his peer position up there was coming open. He's like, I need the chance to pick my own coworker. You got the background, you got the.
So you're just not ready to pull
the I wasn't ready, I don't want to help. That's not really what I want to do. They have all showed up in the same place and said,
Did you know he had a ruling 2 days ago on the expert witness?
Mm-mm.
Too bad.
Why?
Because you got him for part, at least parts of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I mean, did you see what he wrote? Watch out, dude.
I haven't
Excuse
seen
me?
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But.
Yeah, that's, but. Yeah,
not you.
Dave.
Okay.
You know I'm your boy, right?
Yeah, but
okay.
This is
my man. Thank okay. you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Counsel, I appreciate everyone's arguments. Mr. Higgins, I appreciate your arguments. I appreciate your position. I understand where everyone's coming from. The court has considered everything that's been presented to it and has done so with regard to the factors that have been laid out in United States versus Mack as supported by the United States versus Watson. The court does not find that the motion is well-founded. Counsel will not be, motion to withdraw is denied. Matter is set for trial Monday morning. We will conduct a final pretrial immediately after. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. You know what I have a taste for? A Pine Club cheeseburger.
And they're not open until 4.
Yeah.
So. I can't leave till 6.
True.
But I'll buy at 6 if you want. All right.
Yes, sir.